With a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. CIFA launches its first ever mobile app for Cayman football fans. The Cayman Islands Football Association has gone digital in a big way, launching its first official mobile app to bring fans closer to the game than ever before. The free app, now available on the App Store and Google Play, offers real-time scores, standings, schedules, stats, team info, and exclusive content across all levels of local football, from youth leagues to the national teams. CIFA President Alfredo Whitaker says the app marks a major step forward for the sport, giving fans, players and coaches one central hub to follow Cayman football in real time.
What inspired the creation of the CIFA mobile app, and how do you see it transforming the way fans engage with Cayman football?
The inspiration of creating this app actually came from Giselle Johnson. She's a former national team player, and her brother is the coach for the senior women national team. So she came up with a few ideas that would enhance, obviously, the interaction, the communication, the information from CIFA, not only to the local clubs and players, but also to the spectators and other overseas people that look at CIFA and try to get information about CIFA, about the players, about the tournament, and so forth. So the idea of this app, we're not going to take no feathers on this one, it really comes from Giselle Johnson. So we sit down, we spoke with her, we look into different possibilities of what we could add to the app, and she actually did an amazing job. And then our director of women's program, that is also the manager for the senior women's national team and the senior men's national team, get together with her. They create all of these fantastic things that we have in the app, and here we are enjoying it. We get a lot of compliments from other associations from overseas.
Nice.
And also from CONCACAF, because believe it or not, CONCACAF app is not as sophisticated as the one that we just launched here.
Oh, nice. I love it. Well, this, as you mentioned to me prior, is a first for the Caribbean. How important is it for CIFA to lead the region in digital innovation?
Well, it's great for us. Because sometimes you have people that want to see everything at once, and we know that that don't work. So you take your time, you look into possibilities, what is reality, what is not reality, and you put your things together. So for us to be leading in the Caribbean with the only association that have this kind of app, for me is important, right? And when you look at our neighbors that have so many advantage over us and still struggle with important things, it make you feel like really good. Sometimes the hard work of the president and his executive committee is overlooked, but it make me feel actually proud. And that's the word. It make me feel very proud.
And you should.
Of leading the Caribbean in technology, we could call it.
Awesome. You should be proud. Beyond scores and schedules, what kind of content can fans expect from the app? And how is it going to support the growth of the local clubs and the players?
In that app, you could find absolutely everything from live scores, players' profile, national team information, teams information. You name it, you find it. So it's a complete app, well designed, well put together. The content is absolutely everything that you want to know. So it's well put together. So you could find everything, and there is other things that I'm sure we could add to it. But for now, whatever you need, you find in the app.
Awesome. How long did it take you guys to develop the app?
We've been working on this app for the past, I would say, 6 to 8 months now.
Awesome.
Right? So finally, we're here.
The platform covers the CIFA Premier League, Women's Premier League, First and Second Divisions, Cup competitions, and youth leagues, while also featuring match highlights, photo galleries, and behind-the-scenes content. CIFA believes it's the first football association in the Caribbean to launch a fully dedicated mobile app for its competitions and national teams, part of a broader push to modernize the game and deepen community engagement. Staying with football,
the girls are departing. Have a tough schedule. February is pretty tough for us. We have the girls, we have the boys, the 17. Right into February, we have senior men national team, senior women national team. So the year start off with a lot of work, a lot of competition, and we're looking forward to it.
The road to the FIFA Women's Under 17 World Cup Morocco 2026 begins this week, and Team Cayman is in the mix. Round one of the 2026 CONCACAF Women's U17 qualifiers kick off this Saturday, and the Cayman Islands are set to battle it out in Group C alongside Guatemala, Haiti, St. Lucia, and Antigua and Barbuda. Cayman's campaign begins on January 25th against Guatemala, followed by Antigua and Barbuda on the 29th, Haiti on the 31st, and St. Lucia on February 2nd. The tournament runs from January 24th through February 2nd and features 28 nations vying for a spot in the final round this March. Only the six group winners and two best second-place finishers will advance. This is the second time the qualifiers are being played under the new two-round format introduced last year. At stake, four coveted spots at the 2026 FIFA Women's U17 World Cup in Morocco. And Morant backs youth basketball in Cayman. The Cayman Islands Basketball Association has scored a major assist from Morant, now the slam dunk sponsor of this year's inter-primary school basketball leagues. The league features 31 boys and girls teams from across the islands. Thanks to Morant's support, every player received a uniform, helping them to take the court with confidence and unity. CIBA President Colin Anglin says the partnership strengthens grassroots basketball and supports the next generation of Cayman athletes.
You can always judge how well your program is doing based on what your youth program looks like. And so, you know, based on what's happening right now, we know that the future of basketball is very bright. There are so many kids that are so excited, that are so enthused, that want to get into the sport. And you can't facilitate them without support from companies such as Morant. So we are really excited about them coming on board and just helping to make the dreams of all of our young people come true. They want to feel special. They want to look good when they play. And so this is the first time that we are actually having full uniforms. You know, normally we have our jerseys that are sponsored, but they're actually getting full uniforms this year. So that's really exciting.
That's it for Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.